Welcome to today's deep dive. We're going to be looking at AI on this date, December 23rd, 2024. And
Ooh.
we've got quite a bit to get through here,
Yeah.
from cloud computing to software engineering to the future of entertainment and scientific research.
Is a broad range.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride. And one of the interesting things that we're going to see is that AI is going to make live theater more popular.
Interesting. Okay.
We're going to talk about how AI is helping us understand brain health. And we're going to be looking at a world where robots are doing science
You're right.
and your car is designed by an algorithm. So buckle up. Let's get started. So let's start with something that might not seem super high-tech: cloud computing.
Right.
We've got some news from Microsoft Research about something called AI Ops Lab. Now, it kind of sounds like AI is going to take over the cloud, but is that really what's going on here?
Not quite, no. AI Ops Lab is actually an open source framework that helps developers build and test AI agents for managing cloud operations. So think of it as a toolkit
Got it.
for creating smarter systems that can handle all those complex behind-the-scenes tasks that keep our digital world running.
So not a robot takeover, but more like giving the cloud a serious brain boost.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay, so when we talk about AI managing cloud operations, what exactly are we talking about? What are some of the things that this could actually do?
Well, we're talking about things like predictive maintenance. So anticipating and preventing server failures before they happen, or resource optimization. So making sure the cloud's resources are being used efficiently to avoid waste and to keep costs down. And these are things that are incredibly complex for humans to manage. But AI can analyze these massive amounts of data and make these decisions in real time. So that leads to a smoother, more reliable experience for everyone.
Okay, so it's not just about faster websites and apps. This could really have a huge impact on businesses
Oh,
that
absolutely.
rely on the cloud for everything. Absolutely.
But what about the people working behind the scenes, the software engineers who are building these systems? Is AI coming for their jobs?
Right. Well, we have this interesting diagram that we're looking at that outlines the future of software development.
Okay.
And it paints this picture of AI and humans working side by side.
Okay.
But with AI handling more of the routine tasks like writing code, generating unit tests, and documenting the software, while humans will shift their focus to more higher-level tasks, things that require creativity and problem-solving and strategy.
So less about job displacement and more about a shift in the types of skills that are going to be most valuable.
Exactly. Yeah. So imagine software engineers being freed from the more tedious aspects of coding
Right.
and being able to really focus on the big picture.
Yeah.
So designing those really elegant solutions and anticipating user needs and solving those really tricky problems that require human ingenuity.
So for aspiring software engineers out there, AI fluency might be your ticket to success. But let's switch gears for a second and talk about something that seems a little counterintuitive.
Okay.
Alexis Ohanian, the co-founder of Reddit, is predicting that AI is actually going to make things like live theater and sports even more popular. Now, in a world where we have these increasingly immersive virtual experiences, why would people crave something as seemingly old-fashioned as live theater?
Yeah, it is a bit counterintuitive, isn't it? I think his argument hinges on this idea that as our lives become increasingly mediated by technology and AI, we're going to be craving those really authentic human-centered experiences even more. There's something about the shared energy of a live performance, of the feeling of being in a room with other people who are experiencing the same thing that you just can't replicate with technology.
So it's almost like a backlash against the digital world, right? People seeking out those raw, unfiltered human experiences as a way to counterbalance the increasing presence of AI in their
I
lives.
think it's part of it, yeah.
Think about it. You can watch a concert recording on a VR headset.
But it's not the same as being there in person, feeling the music vibrate through your body, being surrounded by the energy of the crowd.
No, it's not.
While we're talking about the potential of AI, we also have to talk about the potential risks.
Yes.
And that brings us to the world of AI policy. Looks like Sharam Krishnan has just been appointed as a senior policy advisor for AI by President Trump himself.
Okay.
So this is pretty significant, right?
This is huge. It highlights the growing importance of AI regulation on a global scale. Governments around the world are really grappling with how to harness the power of AI
yeah.
while also mitigating the potential risks.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tightrope walk, isn't it? You want to encourage innovation,
right,
but also make sure things don't get out of hand.
Exactly, yeah.
So what are some of the key issues that someone in Krishna's position would be focused on?
Oh, there's a lot of big questions on the table.
Yeah. Things like data privacy, algorithmic bias, the potential for job displacement, and even the possibility of AI being used for malicious purposes. These are all issues that need to be addressed
right.
really carefully as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
And it's not just governments that are thinking about these issues, right? We're also seeing companies like OpenAI taking steps to build safety considerations directly into their AI models, like O1 and O3.
Yeah, that's right. OpenAI is really at the forefront of ethical AI development.
Yeah.
And their efforts to kind of embed these safety protocols into their models, I think, is a critical step towards building trust and mitigating those potential risks.
So it's like trying to anticipate the unintended consequences of AI and build safeguards right into the technology itself.
All right, Lee, it's a huge step.
But speaking of pushing the boundaries of AI, we also have to talk about what's happening over at Tetsuon Scientific. They've developed these incredible robotic AI scientists that can design and conduct experiments completely independently.
That is a game changer.
Yeah. What does that even look like in a lab setting?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of mind-blowing. So picture this. You walk into a lab, and there are rows of robotic arms manipulating samples. There are AI-powered microscopes
wow.
analyzing data and algorithms crunching numbers to generate hypotheses. And these robots are working 24/7, tirelessly testing and refining their experiments, potentially leading to breakthroughs
yeah.
at a pace that we've never seen before.
So it's like a fast-forward button for scientific discovery. But yeah. what happens to human scientists in this scenario? Do they become like the robot overlords,
yeah.
or is there more of a collaboration happening there?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the most likely scenario is that it will be a partnership. So humans will still be providing that big-picture thinking, you know, the creative spark and the ethical guidance,
yeah.
while the robots are handling those repetitive labor-intensive tasks.
So human scientists become more like architects or conductors yeah. guiding the orchestra of robotic researchers.
I love that analogy. Yeah, that's a great way to think about it.
It's like the scientific method itself is evolving.
Indeed, yes, yeah.
With AI becoming an integral part of that process. But with all this talk about AI's potential, we also have to acknowledge those potential downsides.
Yes.
And earlier, you mentioned algorithmic bias. Can you unpack that a little bit more for us?
Sure, yeah. So algorithmic bias occurs when AI systems basically reflect and amplify existing biases in the data that they're trained on.
Okay.
So, for example, if an AI is trained on a data set of historical hiring decisions, and those decisions contain gender bias,
right.
the AI might perpetuate that bias by recommending more men for certain roles.
So it's garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
If the data is flawed,
exactly.
the AI is going to inherit those flaws and potentially make things worse.
That's exactly right. That is the danger. And it's something we need to be acutely aware of as we develop and deploy these AI systems in various fields. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to ensure that the data that we're using is representative and unbiased,
right.
that we're constantly monitoring those systems.
Right.
For any signs of bias.
It's like we need this constant vigilance, making sure the tools we're creating aren't perpetuating
yes.
the inequalities that we're trying to overcome.
Exactly.
And it highlights the need for diversity in the field of AI itself. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We need more people from different backgrounds, different perspectives, different lived experiences involved in the development of these systems to ensure that they're fair and equitable for everyone.
But speaking of shaping the future, we've been talking a lot about what AI can do for us,
right.
but what about what AI can do to us?
Right.
And there's been a lot of discussion about the potential impact of AI on the job market. So is the robot takeover really imminent?
Well, I think the idea of robots stealing all of our jobs is a nice. Little bit sensationalized.
Okay.
But the reality is that AI is likely to lead to some pretty significant shifts
right.
in the types of jobs that are available and the skills that are required.
So less of a takeover and more of a reshuffling.
I think that's a better way to put it, yeah.
And so certain jobs are undoubtedly going to be automated.
Yeah.
But new jobs will emerge as well. And so the key is going to be adaptability and embracing lifelong learning and mm-hmm. focusing on developing those skills that are uniquely human, those things that are difficult for AI to replicate.
Like creativity and empathy and critical thinking.
Exactly. Those things. Yeah. And the ability to connect with mm-hmm. others on a deeper level. Those are the skills that are really going to set us apart.
Yeah.
In an increasingly AI-driven world. It's about finding that balance, you know, leveraging the power of AI.
Yeah.
While also nurturing those human qualities that make us who we are.
It's almost like this dance between human and machine, each playing to their strengths and creating something yeah. new and beautiful in the process.
I like that.
And it leads back to the point that you made earlier about the importance of human connection, right?
Yes.
In a world where AI is becoming increasingly ubiquitous, those authentic real-life experiences are going to become even more precious.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Think about the moments that truly make us feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shared laugh with friends, the thrill of a live performance, the warmth of a human embrace. Those are the things that AI can't replicate. Those are the things that define our humanity.
And those moments, those connections, those experiences, that's what will ultimately ground us and give us purpose yeah. in an increasingly complex yeah. and technologically advanced world.
That is.
But we've only just begun to explore the potential of AI, and there are so many more applications out there. But for now, we'll have to leave it there. Join us next time for part two of our deep dive into AI on December 23rd, 2024.
It really is remarkable how AI is giving us this deeper understanding of ourselves, not just our physical health, but also the way we create and experience art. Remember Google Wisk?
Oh, yeah, the one where you use pictures as prompts instead of words?
Yeah.
I'm curious, is that more than just a gimmick? Does it actually change how people approach art?
I think it has the potential to be quite revolutionary. Wisk bypasses language altogether, letting you work directly with visual ideas. Imagine a designer sketching out concepts, but instead of erasing and redrawing, they're swapping in different image elements with AI's help.
That's way more intuitive than typing in a bunch of descriptive words and hoping the AI gets it right. It's like AI becomes a partner in the creative process itself.
Exactly. And it could open doors for people who might struggle to articulate their ideas verbally. Suddenly, anyone with the visual sense can become an artist or designer in a way that wasn't possible before.
That's a powerful thought, AI democratizing creativity. But while we're on the topic of making things easier, you mentioned Gemini AI earlier, the one that helps you find information in those monster PDFs. Tell me more about that, because I know you're a PDF warrior yourself.
Oh, believe me, Gemini AI is a lifesaver. Imagine being able to ask a specific question about a complex research paper, and the AI pinpoints the exact paragraph where the answer lies. No more skimming hundreds of pages or relying on unreliable keyword searches.
So it's not just about finding words, it's about understanding the meaning of your question and pulling out the relevant information. That's a huge step up from just basic search.
It really is. It's like having an AI research assistant who can instantly synthesize information from vast amounts of text. Think about the implications for students, lawyers, anyone who has to wade through mountains of documents on a regular basis.
Yeah, suddenly those late night study sessions or frantic document reviews become a lot less painful. It feels yeah. like we're moving towards a world where AI helps us cut through the noise and get to the information that really matters.
And that brings us back to those robotic AI scientists we were discussing earlier. While tools like Gemini help us manage information, these robots are actually generating new knowledge.
It's still a little hard to wrap my head around. Robots actually designing and running their own experiments. What does that even look like in a lab setting?
Picture this. Rows of robotic arms manipulating samples, AI-powered microscopes analyzing data, and algorithms crunching numbers to generate hypotheses. The robots would be working 24/7, tirelessly testing and refining their experiments, potentially leading to breakthroughs at an unprecedented pace.
It's like a fast-forward button for scientific discovery. But what happens to human scientists in this scenario? Do they become the robot overlords, or is there a deeper collaboration happening?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I believe the most likely scenario is a partnership. Humans will still provide the big-picture thinking, the creative spark, and the ethical guidance, while the robots handle the repetitive, labor-intensive tasks.
So human scientists become more like architects or conductors guiding the orchestra of robotic researchers. That's a fascinating shift in roles.
It is. And it raises important questions about the skills and training scientists will need in the future. It might be less about mastering specific lab techniques and more about understanding how to work with and interpret the data generated by these AI systems.
It's like the scientific method itself is evolving, with AI becoming an integral part of the process. But with all this talk about AI's potential, we also have to acknowledge the potential downsides. Earlier, you mentioned algorithmic bias. Can you unpack that a bit more?
Of course. Algorithmic bias occurs when AI systems reflect and amplify existing biases in the data they're trained on. For example, if an AI is trained on a data set of historical hiring decisions that contains gender bias, the AI might perpetuate that bias by recommending more men for certain roles.
So it's like garbage in, garbage out. If the data itself is flawed, the AI will inherit those flaws and potentially make things worse.
That's the danger. And it's something we need to be acutely aware of as we develop and deploy AI systems in various fields. We have to ensure that the data we use is representative and unbiased, and that we're constantly monitoring these systems for signs of bias.
It's like a constant vigilance, making sure the tools we're creating don't perpetuate the inequalities we're trying to overcome.
Precisely. And it highlights the need for diversity in the field of AI itself. We need more people from different backgrounds, perspectives, and lived experiences involved in the development of these systems to ensure they're fair and equitable for everyone.
That makes perfect sense. We can't just leave the future of AI in the hands of a select few. It's something that needs to be shaped by a multitude of voices. But speaking of shaping the future, we've been talking a lot about what AI can do for us, but what about what it can do to us? There's been a lot of discussion about the potential impact of AI on the job market. Is the robot takeover really imminent?
Well, the idea of robots stealing all our jobs is a bit of a sensationalized narrative. But the reality is that AI will likely lead to significant shifts in the types of jobs that are available and the skills that are required.
So less of a takeover and more of a reshuffling.
Exactly. Some jobs will undoubtedly be automated, but new jobs will emerge as well. The key is to be adaptable, embrace lifelong learning, and focus on developing those skills that are uniquely human and difficult for AI to replicate.
Things like creativity, empathy, critical thinking, and the ability to connect with others on a deeper level.
Those are the skills that will set us apart in an increasingly AI-driven world. It's about finding that balance, leveraging the power of AI, while also nurturing those human qualities that make us who we are.
It's almost like a dance between human and machine, each playing to their strengths and creating something new and beautiful in the process.
That's a great analogy. It's not about seeing AI as a threat, but as a partner, a collaborator, a tool that can help us reach new heights of human potential.
And that leads us back to the point you made earlier about the importance of human connection. In a world where AI is becoming increasingly ubiquitous, those authentic real-life experiences will become even more precious.
Absolutely. Think about those moments that truly make us feel alive, a shared laugh with friends, the thrill of a live performance, the warmth of a human embrace. These are the things that AI can't replicate, the things that define our humanity.
And those moments, those connections, those experiences, that's what will ultimately ground us and give us purpose in an increasingly complex and technologically advanced world.
Well said. It's a reminder that amidst all the hype and uncertainty surrounding AI, it's important to stay focused on what truly matters, our shared humanity and the bonds that connect us.
But let's not forget, AI is still rapidly evolving, and we've only just begun to explore its potential. We talked about the cloud, software development, even robotic scientists, but there's a whole universe of AI applications out there. For instance, what about AI in transportation?
Yes. Self-driving cars are getting a lot of attention, and rightfully so. But AI is also being used to optimize traffic flow, improve public transportation, and even design safer and more efficient vehicles.
I'm picturing a world where commutes are stress-free, accidents are rare, and transportation is seamlessly integrated into our daily lives. It's a far cry from the traffic jams and frustrating delays we often experience today.
And AI isn't just changing how we get around, it's also transforming the way we learn and access information. We've already talked about tools like Gemini AI, but there's so many other exciting developments in the field of AI-powered education.
Like personalized learning platforms that adapt to each student's individual needs and learning styles. It's like having a personal tutor for every subject, guiding you through the material at your own pace, and providing tailored feedback.
Exactly. And imagine AI-powered tools that can analyze vast amounts of educational content and create personalized learning paths, helping students navigate the ever-expanding sea of information and discover new areas of interest.
It's like having a curated library of knowledge at your fingertips, tailored to your specific learning goals and interests. It's truly an exciting time to be a learner.
It is. and it highlights the potential of AI to democratize education, making high-quality learning experiences accessible to anyone, regardless of their background or location. But as we explore the vast potential of AI, it's important to remember that technology is just a tool.
It's up to us as humans to decide how we use that tool, to guide its development, and to ensure that it serves the best interests of humanity.
We need to approach AI with a sense of responsibility, curiosity, and a commitment to ethical principles. We need to ask the tough questions, consider the potential consequences, and work together to shape a future where AI enhances our lives without compromising our values.
It's a tall order, but one that we can't afford to ignore. The future of AI is in our hands, and it's up to us to create a world where technology empowers us, connects us, and helps us reach our full potential as human beings.
And as we continue our deep dive into this fascinating world of AI, let's keep that vision in mind. Let's explore the possibilities with open minds, critical thinking, and a shared commitment to building a future where AI benefits all of humanity. But before we go any further, let's take a quick look at how AI is impacting the world of finance. I know you've been keeping an eye on some interesting developments in that area.
Absolutely. From algorithmic trading to fraud detection, AI is already playing a major role in the financial industry. But what really caught my eye is the emergence of AI-powered financial advisors. It's like having a personal financial guru in your pocket, providing personalized advice and helping you manage your money more effectively.
It's fascinating, isn't it? These AI advisors can analyze your financial situation, assess your risk tolerance, and recommend investment strategies tailored to your specific goals. It's like having a team of financial experts working for you around the clock.
And it's not just for the wealthy elite anymore. AI is making financial advice more accessible and affordable for everyone. Imagine a world where everyone has access to personalized financial guidance, helping them make informed decisions about their money and build a more secure future.
It's a powerful vision,
yeah,
and one that has the potential to transform the way we think about financial well-being.
Mm.
But as with any AI application, there are potential risks to consider. Data privacy is a major concern, as these AI advisors need access to sensitive financial information.
And there's always the risk of algorithmic bias creeping in, potentially perpetuating existing inequalities in the financial system. It's crucial that we develop these systems with transparency and fairness in mind.
Absolutely. We need to ensure that these AI advisors are designed to benefit everyone, not just a select few. And we need to be vigilant about monitoring for and mitigating any potential biases. But despite the challenges, the potential benefits of AI in finance are enormous.
From improving financial literacy to democratizing access to financial services, AI has the power to revolutionize the way we manage our money and create a more equitable financial system.
It's an exciting area to watch, and one that's sure to see even more innovation in the years to come. But for now, let's shift gears and explore another area where AI is making waves: healthcare.
Ah, yes. AI is already transforming the healthcare landscape in profound ways, from diagnosing diseases to developing new treatments. One of the most exciting developments is the use of AI-powered robots in surgery. Imagine a world where robots can perform complex surgical procedures with incredible precision, reducing the risk of human error and improving patient outcomes.
It's truly remarkable. These robotic surgeons can access hard-to-reach areas, perform delicate maneuvers, and even provide real-time feedback to the human surgeon. It's a level of precision and control that was previously unimaginable.
And it's not just about improving surgical outcomes. AI is also being used to develop personalized medicine, tailoring treatments to each patient's individual genetic makeup and lifestyle.
It's like having a custom-designed treatment plan that takes into account your unique biology and needs. It's a far cry from the one-size-fits-all approach that's often used today.
And with AI analyzing vast amounts of medical data, we can expect to see even more breakthroughs in disease prevention, early detection, and drug discovery. It's a truly transformative time in healthcare, and AI is at the forefront of this revolution. But amidst all this excitement, it's important to remember that AI is not a silver bullet.
We still need human doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals to provide compassionate care, interpret complex medical data, and make critical decisions that impact patient lives.
It's about finding the right balance, leveraging the power of AI while also preserving the human touch in healthcare.
Well said. And as we continue to explore the potential of AI in healthcare, it's crucial that we prioritize patient safety, data privacy, and ethical considerations.
We need to ensure that these technologies are developed and deployed in a way that benefits all of humanity, not just a select few.
And that brings us back to the core message of this deep dive. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's something that we're all shaping. One algorithm, one decision, one conversation at a time.
We have the power to choose how we develop and deploy AI, to guide its evolution, and to ensure that it serves our collective good.
It's a responsibility we can't take lightly. The future of AI is in our hands, and it's up to us to create a world where technology empowers us, connects us, and helps us reach our full potential as human beings. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We still have much more to explore in this deep dive.
Absolutely. From the implications of AI on the job market to the ethical considerations of algorithmic decision-making, there's a lot more to unpack. But before we delve into those complex topics, let's take a moment to appreciate the sheer creativity and ingenuity of AI researchers and developers around the world.
It's truly inspiring to see the innovative ways in which AI is being used to solve problems, improve lives, and push the boundaries of human knowledge. From self-driving cars to personalized medicine, the possibilities seem endless.
And it's not just about the big headline-grabbing breakthroughs. AI is also making a difference in countless small ways, from streamlining our daily tasks to helping us connect with loved ones across the globe.
It's like AI is quietly weaving itself into the fabric of our lives, making things easier, more efficient, and more enjoyable. But as with any powerful tool, we need to use it wisely and responsibly.
We need to be mindful of the potential risks, address ethical concerns head on, and ensure that AI benefits all of humanity.
It's a challenge we must embrace, for the future of AI is ultimately the future of humanity itself. And as we continue to explore this fascinating landscape, let's keep in mind the words of the great science fiction writer, Arthur C. Clarke. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
It's a reminder that AI has the potential to transform our world in ways that we can barely imagine, but it's up to us to ensure that this magic is used for good.
And as we delve deeper into the realms of AI, let's remember the importance of human connection, critical thinking, and a shared commitment to creating a better future for all.
Because ultimately, the future of AI is not about robots taking over the world. It's about humans and machines working together to build a brighter tomorrow.
It really is amazing, isn't it, how much ground we've covered?
I know. It's kind of hard to believe we've gone from cloud computing to, you know, art to robots doing science, and we haven't even touched on some things like the legal profession or how AI is personalizing education.
Right. There's just so much.
But before we, you know, get too far ahead of ourselves, I want to go back to something we were talking about earlier, because I think it has some pretty big implications.
Okay.
That open source AIOps lab framework from Microsoft Research.
Yeah, that's definitely one worth circling back to.
Yeah.
Sometimes the most impactful innovations aren't the flashy ones.
Yeah, you know?
They're the ones that kind of quietly change how things work in the background. And AIOps lab could do that for the cloud.
Okay, so remind me, it's not about AI actually running the cloud, right?
Okay.
It's more about helping humans build those smarter systems.
Yeah, exactly. It gives developers a platform to create and test AI agents that can manage those really complex cloud operations. Think of it like giving them a set of really advanced tools to build the next generation of cloud management systems. Ones that are way more efficient, more reliable, and more autonomous.
So less about robots taking over and more about giving the cloud like a serious upgrade.
Exactly.
But what does that actually look like? Like, what kinds of problems can AIOps actually help solve?
Well, imagine a world where server outages are just a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cloud can predict and prevent those failures before they even happen.
Okay, yeah.
Or where resources are allocated so efficiently that businesses can really reduce their cloud computing costs.
That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, those are just a couple of examples.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. It's like taking all the headache out of cloud management. But wouldn't this require a pretty big shift in how, like, IT professionals work?
Yeah.
I mean, if the cloud is becoming more autonomous, what roles are humans going to play?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it really speaks to that bigger impact of AI on the job market as a whole.
Right.
As these systems get more sophisticated, some tasks are going to be automated. There's no question.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that humans are out of a job.
Okay.
It's more likely that our roles are going to evolve and they're going to shift towards tasks that require those uniquely human skills.
Like creativity, critical thinking, problem solving, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, all of that. So instead of managing the day-to-day operations of the cloud, IT professionals might focus on strategy or security or innovation.
So they become the architects of these complex systems.
Yeah, they're the ones who set the goals, they design the frameworks, and they ensure that everything runs smoothly. It's about using AI to free up human potential so that we can focus on those higher level tasks.
And it creates new opportunities.
It does, yeah.
It's not about replacing, it's about, like you said, augmenting. But, you know, we've talked about all these incredible advancements in AI. It's easy to get swept up in the excitement and overlook some of the potential downsides.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Earlier we mentioned algorithmic bias, which I think is a huge concern. How do we make sure that the AI systems that we're building are fair and equitable for everyone?
That is the million-dollar question. And honestly, it's one that developers and policymakers are really wrestling with right now.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges is making sure that the data that's used to train these AI systems is actually representative and unbiased.
Okay.
Because if the data itself is skewed, the AI is going to inherit those biases and could lead to outcomes that are unfair or discriminatory.
So it's like building a house on a faulty foundation.
That's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly like that. No matter how beautiful the house is, it's not going to be stable.
Right.
And it's not just about the data. We also need to really think about the algorithms themselves. You know, how they're making decisions, what criteria they're using.
Yeah.
We have to be on the lookout for potential bias at every step in the process.
So it's like, we need to build in those ethical safeguards from the beginning.
Yes.
Fairness, transparency, it has to be at the core of these systems.
100%, yeah.
But it's not just about preventing harm, right? Mm. We also need to think about how AI can be used to actually promote positive social change.
Oh, absolutely. AI can be such a powerful force for good, and it can help us address some of the biggest challenges that we're facing. Think about how AI is being used to develop renewable energy or improve access to healthcare or even to personalize learning for students.
Yeah, it's like AI is giving us this toolkit to actually build a better future, one where technology empowers people, strengthens our communities, and makes the world more equitable and sustainable.
It really is.
But like any powerful tool, we have to use it wisely and responsibly.
Absolutely, you got it.
We need to be mindful of the potential risks. We need to address those ethical concerns head on, and we need to make sure that AI benefits everyone.
I completely agree.
The future of AI is not set in stone. It's something that we're all shaping. It's about the choices that we're making, the questions that we're asking, and the conversations that we're having. And it's not about robots taking over. It's about humans and machines working together to create a future that we can all be proud of.
Well said. That's a great way to sum it all up.
So that's it for today's deep dive into AI on December 23rd, 2024. We've covered a lot of ground, but it's clear that this is just the beginning of the AI revolution. And as we move forward, it's crucial that we approach AI with a sense of responsibility, curiosity, and a commitment to building a future that benefits everyone. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those conversations going. The future of AI is in our hands, so let's make it a good one. Thanks for joining us.